Since she's presenting and on the committee, is she around?
She thinks the sergeants are getting her.
Yeah, tell her now.
Nah. No.
One more.
We need one more and the senator who's presenting. One bill, Senator Cheney. We need a quorum and we need an author. All right, I have a question. Who killed the electric car?
I heard there's a great move.
There is a great move.
And I hear that it stars.
Yes, it stars one of our colleagues.
And who would that colleague be?
I forgot the colleague.
He's from home.
He's from home.
He's currently playing a team.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out who killed the electric car. We're not quite sure.
Who did kill the electric car?
Anyway, will the secretary please call the roll?
Lowenthal.
Here.
McClintock. Ashburn.
Present.
Sadio. Duchaney.
Here.
Dutton.
Here.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Machado. Marquette.
Here.
Runner. Semidion. Soto.
Here.
Torlakson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Senator Duchaney, we have one bill on the calendar today, Senate Bill 463 by Senator Duchaney. This bill concerns the franchise lease agreement between a private entity and the state for the construction and operation of a toll road in San Diego County. Senator Duchaney, will you please present your bill?
Thank you very much. This is working. Oh, there. Mr. Chairman and members, as the chairman indicated, this bill would allow for an extension of the existing franchise agreement on one of the two toll roads authorized back in the 80s, which includes this one, SR 125, that will run from the border truck crossing at Otay Mesa up toward the north. It hooks into, this is a little bit unique, members. It is somewhat different from 91. Yes, it has some of the same problems in terms of the original franchise agreement. This is the second one of those first four that were authorized, of which we only did two. But this one had enormous cost delays and also has some unique public-private partnerships to it. It has included the private toll road company building a public piece of a road that connects, and we call it the connector, that will connect from the private portion of the toll road. So one portion's private, and it hooks into another road, an ongoing freeway that is public. And the private toll road folks have built, as part of the agreement, that public portion as well. There are outstanding cost claims between the parties on that issue, and there are some other questions about what, in fact, could be done or when one might be able to expand other freeways in the area on this question of the non-compete clause. Our hope is to resolve those issues rather than by pure litigation, by virtue of an agreement that would extend the ability to collect the tolls for up to 10 years. If we don't, in fact, some of those costs will be borne by the public, will come out of the STIP, will come out of other projects, will come out of other ways. We believe we can extend it. That's why it says up to 10 years, because we're not sure what it will take to actually make it work. And what we're saying is, once we get to that point, if we know that they have been pegged back their appropriate amount to the private builder, then the public, in the form of Sandag and Caltrans, could continue to collect those tolls to pay off. So it would become a public toll road if there is a vote of Sandag, two-thirds vote, and including that any MOU to extend this up to the 10 years would also have to go before the public in a public hearing setting. It would be negotiated with Caltrans, but it would have to be approved by our Sandag board and by the County of San Diego, as well as the City of Chula Vista and the City of San Diego, so that we have lots of public entities who will be overseeing this process. We think it's important to making this whole project work. It is a critical transportation project in our district. I'd ask for your aye vote.
Senator Cheney, Mr. Chairman, can I? Is on the non-compete clause, it says except for specifically exempted improvement projects. What are the specifically exempted improvement projects?
Do you know?
They're the ones that were contained in the 2020 plan.
Every transportation project in the 2020 plan?
Correct.
Yeah, was exempt.
So that would be every foreseeable road?
Well, yeah.
So 905, 805, expansion, I-15 and all that?
Well, part of the issues that we are trying to resolve with the potential extension are moving the date of when you could do some of the 805 things up.
Okay.
Because under the thing, you could do it a certain day.
The bill's been moved by Senator Kehoe.
Appreciate the analysis. It was very thorough. Thank you very much.
It was. Witnesses in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Brooks Ellison on behalf of SANDAG, very important to the region, and we urge your support.
Others?
Chris McKaylee, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of California Transportation Ventures, also in support.
Any other witnesses in support?
Let me just point out to the members that we did have a rather lengthy list. All of our local chambers of commerce, economic development entities, the county, the cities, have all come on in support of this bill.
Witnesses?
Some of it's recent.
Witnesses in opposition?
We are aware of none.
Is that a witness in opposition? No.
No.
I didn't think so. I think that's a staff member who is neutral on the bill.
Thank you.
In support. I am in support of this Senator. I am in support of this measure. I understand the project is nearly completed. There's broad agreement at the local level concerning how to move forward and manage the cost increases associated with the project. Nevertheless, even though I am support and will be supportive of this project, I do have some questions. One is about extending the authority to impose tolls beyond the expiration of the lease agreement. Furthermore, this year's public-private partnerships have been and will continue to be a pressing issue before this committee. Seeing as though as SR 125 is California's only example of a public-private partnership that is in or at least near operation, I think it's important that members of this committee have an opportunity to review the challenges surrounding such a project and the processes that SANDAG and CTV are proposing to deal with them. So the question I have the first is, why does SANDAG want to continue charging tolls following the expiration of the lease agreement when the facility will be paid off? What will the toll revenues be used for, and why should we be using existing state facilities at that point for a toll?
Well, let me just say, Mr. Chairman, some of us will recall our various bridges. We had a similar experience in San Diego when the Coronado Bridge bonds were paid off that we contributed by continuing to pay tolls on that in order to pay for seismic retrofit when those funds ran short and we had to backfill the Bay Bridge. In this case, we have been very careful to suggest, A, that it would be public toll at that point. It would be a publicly owned toll road, and it would be subject to a plan for expenditures, very similar, if you will, to what's gone on in the Bay Area. Where the Bay Area counties have extended or expanded their tolls for specific regional infrastructure projects. Well, and in our case, it would be specifically for border-related infrastructure. And SANDAG board would have to approve a plan of expenditure and how long they might be continuing to collect tolls if they were to do so.
So why do we need to extend that authority now? I mean, in the bill, what we're saying is we're extending it from 35 years up to an additional 10 years, up to 45 years. And then we're also extending the authority to do, once it's turned over to the public agency, why do we have to include that part now?
You know, it was SANDAG, looking to perhaps extend the ability to pay and find a revenue source for future infrastructure in the area. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Well,
it's a public issue. We're just giving SANDAG the authority, a public entity who can then take a vote in public.
I understand, and I'm willing to move it forward. But we're going to be dealing with other public-private partnerships in the future, and this issue is going to come up, and I think we should be very aware of these issues coming up, of what authority in the future we extend to those public agencies, because this is the first, and that's why I'm asking these questions.
Yeah. No.
Senator Marquette.
Senator, what in the event that you have allocated, I don't know what the what the cost of this is going to be. But what happens to cost overruns and anything that exceeds the costs in this? Are we covered some way?
Well, that's what this is about, is there have been, because of various delays, rises in right-of-way, some huge environmental delays that caused this project to be built 10 years later than everybody thought it would be, and the cost of construction, all of those things, plus the cost on the public portion of this being somewhat in dispute as to who's responsible for what. The object of this extension is, in fact, to allow us to cushion that and deal with some of those. Otherwise, to some extent, CTV bears the risk of their overall deal. But the agreement, as it stands, allows them to collect, you know, their return of their costs plus a reasonable return. Where we're at now is because this franchise agreement started when it did and was done before everybody knew what was going on with these things, we think if we spread it out a little bit longer, we'll have opportunity to cover those costs.
Cover those costs. Yeah. And may we ask?
But if they get less than their percentage that they're entitled, you know, they're entitled to an up to profit, right? If they get 5% instead of 15%, that's on them. I mean, they do have
that.
Some risk. Yeah.
They eat that.
I mean, you know, how much they get pretty much, we believe they'll get all of their costs back over this. The question of how much their profit is.
Which is capped.
Which is capped. You know, they have a capped rate of return. So they can't get more than X rate of return. And, you know, whether they get 2X or not is their risk.
Senator Machado.
One of the problems that I've had is the non-compete clauses that, and here where it looks like we're going to be collecting a toll to provide compensation for competition that might result from facilities that Sandag is in fact building. And I'm in business too, and I wish I could get some non-compete clauses from the guys that raise tomatoes in Mexico mm-hmm. and cherries in Chile. Mm-hmm. But I don't get that. So why should we be asking taxpayers to pay for a return that a private sector should have come in with their eyes open, seen what the risk was involved in doing that, figured out what the toll was going to be needed to be compensated for the risk to be taken, and not necessarily have a guaranteed profit built in? I mean, isn't this the same thing as the CalWORKS program for corporations in some way?
I believe Mr. Haley wants to respond to that question.
If that's okay with you, Mr. Chairman. I think the increased rights on page 4 of your analysis, the increased rights of way and the environmental and community mitigation members are the bulk of the dollars, and those have to be borne by the public sector. And this is by extending the franchise period. That's how the public sector, if you will, is paying that instead of paying us cash.
With all due respect, Mr. McHaley, on number 3 it says, one of the principal cost drivers is the compensation due to CDB for 3 capacity-enhancing products planned by Sandag.
Okay, and I was just getting to that, Senator. Ms. Kehoe asked the question earlier. The distinction here is that Sandag would like to accelerate the dates. So there will be an impact. In other words, these are dates that are earlier than that which is set out in their 2020 plan. So all the projects that were in their long-term plans are not affected by the so-called non-compete. They would like to change the dates and make those improvements earlier, and therefore that is different than what was originally entered into the franchise, and hence the compensation would be for accelerating those projects earlier than the planned dates. That's where that provision comes into effect. And that's only if they decide to, in fact, proceed.
And we get enough money to do so. Yeah. The problem, members, is that this has been, this area where this freeway is going in has accelerated growth at a much higher rate than anybody anticipated, I think, when the original agreement was signed 15 years ago. It just has. And suddenly Sandag, and with the possibility that the bonds that we passed this year would pass, and with some other opportunities that are coming with federal money, with our Prop 42, all, none of those things existed in 1991, members, when this franchise agreement was signed. So all of those taken into consideration, Sandag sees an opportunity that they may be able to do some projects that were planned for 2025 in 2017. And what they are seeking, the value, that part of the value of the possible extension negotiations could include the ability to accelerate those projects. That's what that piece of it is about. That's why, again, members, this is up to 10 years. It is not a guaranteed 10 years. Could be 5 years, could be 3 years, because it may just resolve the public claims with respect to the portion of the freeway that CTV is building, although it is a public, non-toll portion of the freeway. But it may include this other possibility, and we're just trying to give them as much flexibility as possible to negotiate this up to 10-year extension.
Who's the private partner in this?
CTV. Macquarie is the current owner thereof. Macquarie from Australia is the big guy, as it were. California Transportation Ventures is the local company. That has had the same name for throughout the 20 years, but there have been various large companies from other countries who have at various times been the financier in this case. And the current, the financing, once we finally got into construction, was Macquarie from Australia.
Yeah. Any other questions? Then the bill has been moved by Senator Kehoe. Again, we will follow this, not necessarily because, but these are very important issues that have been raised.
No, and I think, you know, we may be the guinea pig, and we appreciate that, but we appreciate people allowing us to try to do that. We are happy to provide any and all information as we try to struggle moving forward to see the best ways to do these in the future, if any. But we would ask for your I vote to allow the project to go forward.
Most likely this committee will have an interim hearing on public-private partnerships. And again, some of these issues we will be hearing, not so much about this, whether to pass, you know, SB 463. So let's open the roll now.
Thank you very much.
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. McClintock. Ashburn.
No.
Ashburn, no. Cedillo.
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Duchaney.
Aye.
Duchaney, aye. Dutton. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Machado. Marguette.
Aye.
Marguette, aye. Runner. Samidian. Soto.
Aye.
Soto, aye. Torlakson.
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. 7-1.
That bill has seven
barely
votes.
Is that enough?
Huh?
Barely made it.
Barely made it.
Barely.
Yeah, Roy.
That bill is out. But you were more concerned about who killed the electric car.